Dan Celian.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
But I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celian.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It is great to be here. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you are welcome to do that. By the way, if you're watching us on financialissues.org, you're a partner. You can enter a question there. There's a chat box on the side, so hopefully you'll ask your question there, or you can do it on Facebook. We have a lot of people that are watching on Facebook on a very regular basis. If you have a question, put it up there. We'd love to hear from you. We'll get to those questions as well. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you are welcome to do that. Listen, we've got Joe Noble going to be coming up with us here in the next, the bottom of the hour, I believe. From Samaritan Ministry, so we're gonna go to Joel, then kind of find out, see what's going on with some things that Samaritan Ministries is doing. So that'll be good. We'll get a chance to catch up there. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. So as I talked about earlier, that we are seeing some news coming out. On a fairly regular basis now, Iran is insisting that it ramps up oil sales to stay in the nuclear pact. So they're saying they need to ramp up oil sales to be able to do that. So sources say this, according to Reuters, this just out. And then, that's going on. I don't think they're going to be allowed to ramp up oil sales because the U.S. doesn't want them selling their oil. So we'll see. See what else. China imposes tariffs, I already mentioned, on U.S. goods despite the Trump warning. Trump warned China. I don't know why he did that. Doesn't really need to, but he did. We can't, there's nothing else we can do. We've already imposed. It looks like we have moved forward, or at least it would seem as though President Trump has moved forward and told to start the process on adding tariffs to the other $300 billion worth of goods. China has said that they're going to add tariffs on $60 billion of our goods. There's a possibility that they could stop buying our ag products. That's not good. We don't like to see that happen. But I think the president has already started to work with the Department of Agriculture and other areas to move. This morning, before this news came out, this morning he had already asked for another, I think, $10 or $20 billion to help farmers out. So we're going to try to keep farmers shored up the best way we can. So we are seeing that over and over again. So that's good news. So we'll watch. We'll see what happens. But that is one thing. China has already also announced that they could. They haven't said. They said they were looking at the prospect of dumping, selling massive amounts of U.S. Treasury. Well, good luck with that. That's going to tank your currency a lot lower than you wish it would. I'll tell you one thing for certain. The U.S. right now is not hurting for buyers for their bonds. Not a big deal. I don't think we're going to have any trouble selling it, so good luck with that. Oh, they also said they're going to not buy anything from Boeing. Okay, well, that's fine. Good luck with that as well. So, you know, all of these things, basically, China is grasping at straws. None of these things are going to dramatically impact our economy. They just don't look. They're the ones that have worked so hard over the last 15 years to create a trade imbalance. They wanted a one-way street. Only had they let us do all the trading with them that we wanted to do, man, would they have an armory full of nothing but ammunition to try to hurt America, but they didn't want to do that. The unintended consequence for them is they can't fight the same battle that we are fighting because they have no ammunition. $60 billion, we only have $100 billion left that isn't tariff that we send to them. Another 60 is not a big deal. I'm shocked they're only doing 60. I'm not sure why they're not doing the whole 100. They're going to save that for later. But it's going to have little impact on what we do. I know that is counter to what everybody else is saying. But when you look at this, $180 billion of goods that we export is really nothing. All right, we'll be right back after this break. Oh, we're going.
This is Craig Helgard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. The markets were dominated Friday by the release of the May USDA Supply and Demand Report. The report gave us larger carryouts and South American production than what the trade was looking for. In corn, the 2018-19 balance sheet ethanol usage was cut by 50 million bushels, and some other adjustments were made, which increased the ending stocks by 60 million bushels up to 2.095 billion bushels. The USDA also gave us our first glimpse of 2019-20 balance sheets. They used the previously forecast 92.8 million planted acres and a national average yield of 176 bushels per acre to project a huge 15 billion bushel crop. Ending stocks for 2019-20 were pegged at 2.485 billion bushels, which was much higher than the trade estimate of 2.125 billion. This would be the largest carryout number we've seen since 1987-88 crop year. As I record this, the overnight spot corn futures are trading a penny lower. For soybeans, the day was surrounded by bearish news in the market. The USDA raised their ending stocks for both the world and the U.S. as the global hog herd is declining due to African swine fever. This in turn lowers the soybeans needed for feed. U.S. old crop ending stocks were raised from the April stocks number of 895 million bushels to 995 million in Friday's report. The new ending stocks number came in at 970 million bushels projected for the 2019-20 crop year. World ending stocks for 2019-20 were estimated at just a touch over 113 million metric tons, which was up from the April stocks number of 107.36 million metric tons. The U.S. and China also failed to come to a trade deal on Friday as the talks in Washington concluded. For the week, we saw July soybean futures lose 33 cents. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading an additional 4 cents lower as I record this. The wheat market traded lower after the bearish USDA report was released. U.S. old crop wheat stocks were raised to 1.127 billion bushels, and that's up from an April number of 1.087. The new crop ending stocks were placed at 1.14 billion bushels, and world ending stocks for wheat came in at 293 million metric tons. And that was a pretty sharp increase from the April number of 275.6 million metric tons. Kansas City wheat took the brunt of the losses and were followed by Chicago and Minneapolis wheat. For the week, we saw July futures in Chicago lose 13.5 cents, while Kansas City lost 15 and a quarter. And Minneapolis futures in July actually gained 2 cents last week. In the overnight trade, Chicago and Kansas City are both down 3 cents as I record this, while Minneapolis is trading unchanged. Cotton futures were lower on the heels of Friday's report, which projected the carryout rising sharply from last year's number. At the end of the day, July futures closed down 178 points as they settled at 68.45. Livestock had a split session with cattle a bit stronger while hogs finished lower. For the day, August live cattle were up $1.30, while August feeder cattle were $2.35 higher at the closing bell. July lean hogs were 22.5 cents lower for the session. Class 3 milk futures lost a bit of ground, with June futures down 4 points to settle at 16.31. In the overnight trade, they're trading up 3 points as I record this. In the cash markets, choice beef boxes were $1.36 lower at $2.21.11. while selects were 38 cents higher as they settle at 207.46. In hogs, the pork carcass value is close to...
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Hey, welcome back. Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do that. 844-707-5533. So queue your call up or Facebook, and we'll get to your questions. So right now, it looks like all the indices still off their lows of the session, but nonetheless still in negative territory. The Dow just keeps getting worse, though. The Dow's down to just over 2%, but the Nasdaq's down getting close to 3% right now. So this could be a dramatic day for those technology stocks getting clobbered. And now the small cap stocks are down dramatically. So we're starting to see those move down dramatically. So things getting best. Nothing's getting any better. I don't know what the volume's like. I should have looked at that at the break. I didn't, but I'll get a look at that maybe the top of the next hour and see where we are with volume. But you know, the news is that China is raising tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods starting June 1st. That's going to have very little impact on anything. Our main concern is what's happening with farmers and the ag side, and we're watching that very closely. I didn't hear Craig Halgert's report and I'm wondering what soybeans doing right now in this news. But this news may not have come out before Craig recorded that. He records that sometime, you know, he records that at like 5 in the morning or 4 or 5 in the morning, very early in the morning. And this news didn't come out until about 8:30 Eastern time this morning. So he might not have commented on that. There might not have been any real movement in the pre-market open for any of that. So we'll have to wait and see. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. Boeing shares dropped, you know, so that's really weighing a little bit heavy on Dow. The Dow's got enough problem problems with what else is going on. But then Boeing, China made an announcement that they don't think they're going to be buying anything from Boeing. Well, Boeing is a very heavily weighted stock inside the Dow, so that weighs on the Dow significantly when Boeing drops down. So this is based on speculation that China is going to single out Boeing from a trade war. Listen, China can pretend they think they know. They don't know about our politics and our economy as much as they think they do. They base it on certain assumptions. It doesn't matter. Boeing, one stock, is not going to dramatically impact our economy, even though it may impact that particular industry. It's not going to impact our markets in huge, huge fashion. Uber, by the way, taking another 7% drop. I know some of you asked me, even at the town hall meeting, I got a question in reference to Uber. Some of you asking me about Uber, and I've gotten a lot of emails about it. So yeah, that's happened. Some of the movers right now in the markets, Public Storage, one of them, American Electric, Ameren, American Water, they're all on our list. That's odd. I got an email from somebody or a message from somebody says, hey, damn, right now I'm sitting at down in my income portfolio, 0.55%. Down in his income portfolio, 0.55%. Obviously, he said, I'm not worried. So, anyway, not a big deal. Even if it were way, way more than that, not a big deal. It might be down more. It could be down 50%, but let me tell you, your income's going to continue to flow. That's what's important. That's what's important, and that's why we buy these, we get into this income portfolio because we need income, and we're interested in income, and we're not worrying about a lot of these income stocks. Keep in mind, a lot of these income stocks are going to be looked at as a flight to safety to a certain extent. So when we look at even utilities, you know, I'm looking at one utility right now that's close to turning positive on the day. It started out negative, obviously way off its lows. It went positive about a half an hour ago. Now it is back down a little bit, but you know, very little movement right now. So the time it dropped and went positive, there was a surge of buying that came into it. And I don't know the number on this particular utility stock, but I know it was positive on Friday. And this is what happens. They look at these big dividend stocks sometimes, and particularly when it comes to utilities and preferreds and things like that, they can oftentimes be a little bit of a flight to safety. And we may see that through a number of utility stocks, a number of the utility stocks that are on our list. If we look at one of the utility stocks, again, I don't know the name. It's up considerably today. It's really taken. Now, this happens to be a large cap utility, and man, it is up considerably right now. So we're seeing some of that happening. So this is why, folks, this is why we're diversified, right? So we have some utilities. We have some of the utilities may be carrying your portfolio right now. And hopefully you are, you know, owning some of those utility stocks. If we look at just one company that has numerous preferreds, that is up today as well. It is just above par value. A lot of buying coming in that. I'm looking at a volume chart along with it. There's a lot of volume that came in and spiked it up. This, again, people are moving. Again, I say, this is why you're diversified. Listen, if you have filled out the portfolio, the asset allocation model, with all these different diversifications, you don't have anything to worry about. If you are in an income portfolio, you could end up with kind of a double whammy there on the positive side. You may see a lot of what you have in there go up because there's a little bit of a flight to safety at the very same time that you're still seeing very good dividends coming through. So your dividends going through and you're getting this rise in the value. There is a real estate investment trust that a lot of you own that has been on my list for a long time, on my buy list for a long time. That is up today. Again, spike in volume coming into that. Again, flight to safety. This is what's happening. I would suspect. So now you're still earning. This is a stock with an incredible dividend that is now going up in value too. So this is why we're diversified. So for all of you that are followers, that are partners, this is why you partner. And the sooner, I don't want you to hurry. I always say there's no sense of urgency. This is why when you partner, you begin to methodically fill out that asset allocation model to meet all these sectors. Yes, maybe you do a couple sectors at a time, but you methodically get that done. And right now, I am telling you, if no matter what happens, at the end of the day, when all things are not looking so good, I wouldn't be surprised at all if when all things aren't looking so good that you are in a better position than a whole lot of people out there because of where you already are. Not because of where everybody else is moving to, but where you already are. So it is really good for days like this when you see these big moves. And these are the days that people that haven't been partners, that have been thinking about it, are starting to move towards that. If you're one of those partners, let us know. Maybe you put something up on the website there where we take our questions and give us some indication of that and where you are with that. So pretty neat. Also, I already mentioned that. That was Craig. Craig's indicating that he's down 0.55, 0.55 in his income portfolio. I wouldn't be surprised. So I don't know when he posted that. Looks like it was posted an hour ago or 45 minutes ago. I would suspect he might have erased that even by now. So good stuff. 844-707-5533. If you want to cue your call up, you can do that. 844-707-5533. We've got a guest coming up next segment. 844-707-5533. And then we'll get to your questions as well. So I went through a couple of income stocks, a couple of utilities, a couple of real estate investment trust preferreds. So markets are down significantly, and all the ones that I just mentioned are very much in positive territory, and that is the argument. That's the reason why you want to follow the asset allocation model on our website. You buy these things, you hold these things, and you stay in the market through thick and thin. These are the kinds of days that give you a sense of comfort about staying in the market. I mean, there are people right now scurrying out of the markets. They're scared. They're tired of this. They're watching all the bloggers. They're hearing all the negativity. And all of our financial issues listeners have already benefited from staying in after the last downturn. And I would submit to you, I don't know when, but you will benefit again. So I don't know. People call in here all the time and say, I don't understand why somebody wouldn't partner. And if they don't partner, it makes no sense. But certainly, good reason. Good reason to partner with the ministry. So if you're considering it, today might be a day that you want to give that some thought. 844-707-5533. Again, if you want to queue your call, you're welcome to do that. Let me just get a quick look here as we go to break and see where things are. The markets are all negative territory, as I mentioned earlier. So everything is negative. The Dow's down about 2%. S&P down 2.25%. And so, that's where we are. The big mover on the downside, of course. The big mover is in the NASDAQ, and the NASDAQ's just getting beat up. Technology stocks getting hurt. All right, we'll be right back after this. 844-707-5533. Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. We've got Joel Noble with us. Joel is Vice President of Public Policy for Samaritan. He's staying on top of so many different aspects of what is happening with public policy, both on the state level and the federal level, as it affects all of us that use Samaritan Ministries for our health care. And, you know, I say this all the time, I know, but I don't understand. I don't understand why anybody wouldn't want to free up discretionary income. This would be the time to do it. You know, we worry about getting more discretionary income or having discretionary income. I can't express enough. Another good reason to adopt God's plan for healthcare, and that would be with Samaritan Ministries. It really is an amazing ministry, and I hope everybody will call. At least you owe it to your family and owe it to yourself to really begin to understand this so that you can be a good steward of your family's healthcare. Joel, welcome. I sure appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be
here. So it looks like President Trump and his administration is looking to get a little bit more transparency in and around showing cost for different things. And HHS is kind of heading that up, right?
Correct. Yes. So at the beginning of the year, a new rule went into effect that the hospitals have to post online their rates. And it was a good step towards price transparency, but it's still just the charge master. It's the high end of what they charge, sort of like a rack rate that you'd see in a hotel, like on the door, which is well beyond what anyone ever pays, either for healthcare or for a hotel room. And so it's not what people actually pay. So what they're looking to do is taking the next more important step in this new rule that they're proposing, to have the hospitals disclose the prices that insurance and other third-party payers are actually paying. And that'll give self-pay people like Samaritan Ministry members the opportunity to see what the actual cost is that everyone else is paying. So that'll be huge if they go ahead and propose that rule and pass it for our members.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
So we'd have a list that we could be checked against, right? At least it will give us an idea. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and we provide some good tools for our members, like Healthcare Blue Book, where they can do some good price shopping. But this will actually, open it up even more, so they can look at, providers in their area and make the best decision for where they want to go based on, on price and service.
Okay, gotcha. Well, speaking of service, there is a care component that we are losing dramatically in healthcare nowadays. And, one of the predictions and one of the concerns that we had from day one of the Affordable Care Act was, quality of care and the care component. And what are you seeing with all of that?
That's definitely true. We've seen, a shift, beginning, I think, probably, around the end of the Second World War, when health insurance became very prominent, and especially employer-based health insurance became prominent. And healthcare is one of the few industries or the few products that people consume where they don't really know what the prices are or have control over it. And so, unfortunately, most of the decisions for their care are being made by someone else, either an employer or by the insurance company itself. You have to go to this provider, you have to see this person. And so they're getting locked into, seeing providers that maybe it's not the best ones for them. And we're even seeing, in reimbursement in insurance for folks that have insurance, there's places where they can get much better care, but that place doesn't reimburse the insurance as much, or they charge the insurance more, and so that's outside of their network. And so more and more we're seeing, especially in the insured population, folks being pushed into providers that work best with the insurer, not work best with them. And that's kind of the, one of the great things about healthcare sharing and Samaritan Ministries is that we get to control our healthcare dollars. And so, I think I said it before even on this show, I have a choice when I go to the emergency room. I literally, can turn left or right off our main street and make a choice, which emergency I was going to go to.
Yeah.
So, and that's huge. And so I can get the care that I need, for me or my kids.
Yeah. And that's what I talk about when I say, we've got to be a good steward of our healthcare.
Yeah.
And today it's getting, I don't even want to think about an insurance company making a decision about what kind of health care I can get. And, I'll just tell a recent quick story that my daughter and son-in-law's, my granddaughter, had a situation, and she's only four, had a situation where she cut a ligament in her wrist.
Wow.
With a fall that she had, she fell on something, and she cut a ligament there. So, they called they went to the emergency to get stitches. Well, the emergency room said, well, this might be a lot worse. You really need to go to a hospital. And they called, I believe they called their family doctor, and they said, look, just go right to DuPont. DuPont Children's Hospital is fairly close to us, and it's the best. It's the best place. She said it's the best. And their doctor is affiliated with Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, which is also good, but they said DuPont would be better. And they didn't have to think about it. They just went to the best, pediatric surgeon that specialized, neurologist that specialized in hands, and went to that person and got it. She had to have some surgery and, you know, rehab, still having rehab and stuff like that. And my daughter just keeps saying, "Oh my gosh, I just love Samaritans. I love some. This is the greatest thing, you know." And it just takes out. It's one less thing you have to worry about when something like that happens. And I get frustrated because I think, I can't believe not everybody is on this. You know, it is just an amazing thing. I mean, we've experienced that, Yvonne and I, you know, with it. But my son-in-law works here where our group policy is Samaritan Ministries. And so it worked out great. It is an amazing thing, and it helps that care component we were just talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah, and even when folks a lot of times think that they're doing the right thing and going to a preferred provider in insurance, a lot of times components in that aren't under their plan, like they'll, you know, like the anesthesiologist. So they'll think, I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing what my insurance company wants, and then end up still with a several thousand or tens of thousand dollar bill from other providers that are outside their network.
Well, you know, and what? So, Joe, it's the number one source of debt right now for young people is these unexpected bills. And it's also a debt expense now for seniors who are going in to hospitals and say, oh, yeah, the hospital's in the network, but the surgeon that did the surgery isn't, or the anesthesiologist, like you said, or some component of it isn't. Mm-hmm. And they're getting these bills. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and when you're dealing with something, an emergency, to have to, like, do that maze and have that hanging over you, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's so much easier with healthcare sharing where it's just like, I'm in complete control and, you know, I'm going to get help from the other members and just have that state of peace of mind, you know, so you don't have to think about it during the emergencies, because you don't want to be thinking about that. You know, when, like you said, when your granddaughter falls and cuts a tendon, you don't want to be thinking, is this a network? Is this not? You just want to get care.
Right, exactly.
And be done with, yes.
And you want to get the best if you can. And we live in an area that we're fortunate enough to have some of the best, you know, some really good care. So lots of choices, though, of really good care. So you want to get that. So Samaritan Ministries, I'm thinking about care and nurses. And, you know, nurses enter into now helping Samaritan Ministries. I just read an article this morning in the Wall Street Journal that said that nurses are still rated the most trustworthy people in America. I thought that was pretty interesting. And but anyway, we have this 24/7 access, right?
That's true, and it's one of the things that we offer through the dashboard to our members, that when they go online, we have a dashboard with a number of services, and that 24-hour nurse is one of the options. And one of the things it works great with, and I can speak from personal experience, is something like an ear infection in the middle of the night. And so 3 a.m., I called that nurse line, and I was actually in a hotel getting ready to go to the ARC encounter, Ken Ham's ARC encounter down in Kentucky the next day with my family. And so my little one at the time, three, was just not sleeping. He kept rubbing his ear, and we're like, oh, it's surely an ear infection. And so to be able to call them and say, you know, we've had a number of these, this is the symptoms, and her to say, okay, yeah, it does sound like that, I'll call in a prescription, and to be able to then to go to a 24-hour pharmacy and get that. And the only other option in that case would have been emergency room in a, you know, in a state, in a town that we'd never been to, didn't know anything about, and to be able to, you know, just look up, you know, Walgreens and go and get, you know, amoxicillin in the middle of the night.
And that is great. That is great.
So it's a great service that I've personally used.
Yeah. And that is, and we appreciate that. I have talked to, nurses, and on the line as well. And it is just a great service, to have that. We're so grateful for Samaritan and what you guys are doing. And I just say to everybody, you know, it's not just a matter of stewardship from a money perspective, but stewardship from a care perspective.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. Now's a good time to queue your call-ups. We'll try to stay with phones between now and the whole next hour. So if you want to queue your call-up. Hey, you don't want to miss tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to have Kelly Shackelford on. He's going to be on same time doing this bottom. I think 10:15, Kelly will be on. And we're going to get an update on so many things that I know you've supported. And you know how I feel about First Liberty. We work with them and we support them. And we ask you, we pray that support will continue to flow to First Liberty. Listen, they are on the front lines of defending our religious freedoms. And they have done an unbelievable job. And they work tirelessly and in every state in the country on so many different situations. And I know that Kelly texted me over the weekend and said they've got some great updates on a new case in reference to something in the military. I'm not sure what that was, but I didn't have a chance to talk to him, but we'll try to cover that tomorrow. So Kelly's going to be on with us tomorrow, so you don't want to miss that. That interview and find out what we're doing. This is in defense of our religious freedoms. And if you want to talk about something under attack, holy mackerel, it is just getting worse and worse as the left is working so hard to minimize Christians. That's their goal. They want to minimize Christianity. They don't just want to. They have to. They have to. Because in order for them to stay on this path of, you know, with amorals, you know, no morality whatsoever. They don't want a yardstick by which to be measured. And they're going to continue to attack anybody that puts that yardstick out there like Christians. So Kelly on the front lines of that. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Kathy. Kathy's calling us from Florida. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Dan. We are new partners, and my husband is just retiring, so we're looking at the income asset allocation.
Yes.
And looking at utilities.
Okay.
And you have stated that utilities can be called, and that it's for $25 is what you get. Is that correct?
So what you're looking at, you're not looking at my utility section. You must be in the preferred section, preferred stocks.
No, I'm looking at utilities.
Okay, well, utilities, so they're just like any other stock. The price is going to vary from time to time. It will go up in price, and they pay a dividend, but they can't be called. They're not called. They are, bought and sold like any other stock.
Okay, I don't know what I was thinking of that was called.
You're thinking of a preferred stocks.
Okay.
So if you look on the preferred list, excuse me, I do have some utility companies that have issued preferreds that are on my preferred list, but they're not really in that utility sector, because a preferred is a financial instrument. It's like a bond. It's a debt instrument. So they're all under financials, but maybe that's what you were thinking of. Now, that can be called. So that may be right. What you're thinking. Yeah.
Straightens me up. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Appreciate your ministry.
Thank you, Kathy. Keep plugging. Peck away at it.
You.
You're gonna get better and better, and I know it's going to be good for you. So keep plugging away. Thank you for your partnership.
Thank you.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
You know, I'm so excited when I hear people like Kathy, who's just retired, and they're retired and they're rearranging their portfolio. Number one, I get really excited because they're committed to being biblically responsible. But I always feel this need to encourage all of you that are doing that. Please, please, please. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged by what little you understand. Please don't do that. How in the world could you ever have an understanding of all of this when maybe you've never done it before? I mean, how is that even possible? So don't be discouraged by something that is really impossible for you to know. So it's going to take some time. There's no sense of urgency. Just do what Kathy did. You call and ask a question or, and let me know. But just keep pecking away, and you'll start to get a feel for it. But, you know, I know that people, I hope that there are hundreds of people out there today, as things are really looking bad, that can encourage other people that have income portfolios. These are people that have income portfolios, of just how little their portfolio has been impacted by all that's going on. And that they can sit back and say, you know what? I don't even know what's happening, but I do know this. I get my income on a regular basis, and it's not changing. And that's why I'm doing it. And just to encourage people to come alongside us maybe and look at that as well. So great stuff. Let me go to Paul. Paul's calling us from Oklahoma. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Paul.
I have a question about the stock market and your partnership. I don't know much about it, and like you said, I don't want to get discouraged because I don't know much about it, but I know that a lot of people are making their income by doing this. And I'm looking to get into that. I don't particularly trust a lot of advisors because, well, I'm a Christian and I know that a lot of people aren't or honest.
Yes.
I got a pretty good feeling that you're a very, very honest advisor and not so much out for personal gain as much as you are the gain for other people. I'm seeking someone that can kind of advise me into what to buy, what stocks to buy. I don't have a lot of money to work with, and that's what I'm looking to build.
Yeah. Well, I think is our goal is just to put out there some strategy. I can't make any money. We don't make any money. We ask that you partner with us. That supports the ministry for sure. And we need the support. We're nonprofit. But no matter what you buy or where you buy it, how you do it, we don't get anything out of it. That's why you hear me say, go to E-Trade or Fidelity or wherever. It doesn't matter where you do it. We just want you to do the right thing and start to learn. So, the process is you just stick to the system. I have a system I put out there, and, you know, you just stick to that system. You buy what's on the buy list. You don't buy anything that's not on the buy list. You're only buying what is on the buy list. And you see how that system works. I have one advisor out of the whole country that I ever recommend for people, and they basically just follow what I'm doing and are sold out for the Lord and want to make sure everybody stays biblically responsible just like I do. So, but, you know, there's just not a lot of them out there that I have the time to truly vet. Every week I get advisors that call me. And I say there is one advisor that you can trust, and that's you, yourself. You just need to learn a little bit and get some guidance. And all we try to do is provide a little guidance. And we do that. That is our ministry. We do that because we want people to first and foremost. We don't want anybody grieving the heart of God because God has raised up a little bit of money for them to have. And they're supporting abortion or pornography and gambling, things that they don't even know they're supporting. And we try to bring that to their attention. So, I mean, it's a system that has worked for tens of thousands of people. Hopefully it'll work for you. But the key is just take your time and try to learn as much as you can. And you're probably not, because of your age, I see your age there, because of your age, you're not in a position to be in a, I wouldn't want you to be in an income portfolio, because that probably wouldn't be in your best interest, because you're too young and you need to be focused on growth, not just income. But there will be a day after it has grown and you're starting to get closer to retirement where you'll start to shift that over to income. And so all of that is preparing for that day.
Yeah, and that's kind of something I'm looking at is I've been working a lot of jobs. I have some felonies that are really old now. They're over 20 years old now. Mm-hmm. And they've hindered my ability to get decent jobs over the years, and I've struggled with addiction for a while, which, thanks to the Lord, I've come past. Mm. But I don't have any retirement fund set up at this point. I have a decent job now to where I can, but I'm in my 40s, and that only gives me about 20 years to start setting something up.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at getting into the stock market and hopefully being able. So if I partner with you for the partnership, that should give me the advice that I need to get started.
It really should. And you want to do a Roth IRA account. That's what you want to do, a Roth IRA account. So you'll set that up at a brokerage, a TD Ameritrade, an E-Trade, one of those, Fidelity.com. There's any one of those. You'll open up a Roth IRA account, and then you'll start working with some of the things on the website. I got to run. Thank you, Paul. I wish you all the best. God bless. Folks, if you've got to leave us, I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow.